This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Kimile with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewa expresses grief over the demise of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Government decides to mourn Shinzo Abe's death today. Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewa stresses on need of producing skilled and competitive human resources. And world leaders express sadness over the death of Shinzo Abe. Now the news in detail. The government has expressed deep grief over the demise of the former Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, who was shot dead while participating in a political program on Friday. The government paid tribute to late Abe and also extended condolences to the Japanese government, people and Abe's family members. Similarly, issuing a press statement yesterday, the Home Ministry said there would be a day of national mourning and no formal programs would be organized on due to Abe's demise. Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewa has expressed his heartfelt condolences over the demise of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Via his Twitter handle, Prime Minister Dewa wrote that Abe was not only a renowned world leader but also a very good friend of Nepal. He also expressed his thoughts and prayers to the people of Japan and bereaved family members. Likewise, major opposition party CPN-UML chair and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expressed deepest condolences over the demise of Abe. Chair Oli, via a tweet, strongly condemned the cowardly murder of Shinzo Abe. He added that Abe was a friend of Nepal and had played an important role in strengthening Nepal-Japan relations during his premiership. The government has withdrawn the Nepali Citizenship Bill 2075 Bikram Samvat. The government's decision to withdraw the bill was passed by the majority of the lawmakers in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives. Earlier, Home Minister Balkrishna Khad presented the proposal to withdraw the bill in the lower house meeting. Responding to the lawmakers' queries, Home Minister Khad clarified that the citizenship bill was withdrawn to provide citizenship card to Nepali citizens that were deprived of getting it at the earliest. However, some parliamentarians objected the government's decision to withdraw the bill. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has authenticated two bills. The authenticated bills include the bill designed to amend the Plants Conservation Act 2064 Bikram Samvat and the bill designed to amend the Seeds Act 2045 Bikram Samvat. The two bills were forwarded to the Office of the President for authentication after their endorsement by the House of Representatives and the National Assembly of the Federal Parliament. A report on the bill designed to amend the Nepal Police and Provincial Police Operation and Supervision has been presented in the House of Representatives. The bills were presented yesterday. The bills have been tabled in the House after consultation after the conclusion of the clause-wise discussion on it in the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee. Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewa has stressed the need for developing educational institutions as hubs for producing quality manpower capable of competing in the international market. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 63rd Establishment Day of Triveni University in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa said the university should bring academic programs as per the demand of the market to keep the Nepali students in the country and to stop the flow of huge amount of money abroad. Likewise, Education Minister Devendra Paudel stated that all should play roles to carry out effective academic activities in the university. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has appointed Nepal's resident ambassadors to three various countries on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Office of the President informed that President Bhandari appointed Durnath Arial as the resident ambassador to Oman, Nawaraj Subedi as the resident ambassador to Saudi Arabia, and Basudev Misra as the resident ambassador to Sri Lanka. The country director of the International Labour Organization, ILO, Dr. Richard Howard, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sherbahadur Kumar, yesterday. In the meeting held at Labour Ministry in Singha Darbar, Minister Kumar informed the ILO official that the ministry was providing proper justice to workers and was creating employment opportunities. The ILO country director for Nepal expressed the ILO's continued support to Nepal for the security and justice of labourers and for increased employment. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has stressed the need for expanding Radio Nepal's access to all, keeping its glory intact. Launching Radio Nepal's broadcasting directive and style book, Communication Minister Karki applauded Radio Nepal's role to promote unity in diversity and maintain harmony among the people. Communication Minister Karki launched the book during the closing session of the training on production of inclusive contents held in Radio Nepal yesterday. The Communication Minister added that Radio Nepal should develop broadcasting contents internalizing the changes that had taken place in time and society. Similarly, the Ministry's Secretary, Dr. Baikunta Arial, expressed that the style book would help enhance the broadcasting of Radio Nepal. He urged the Radio Nepal employees to materialize the knowledge learnt in the training and to sharpen their skills. Likewise, the Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said the broadcast directives and style book would help maintain the identity and style of Radio Nepal. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID's Mission Director for Nepal, Sepida Kevanshad, has reiterated the U.S.'s commitment to continue working with countries, including Nepal, to help them prevent and control the COVID-19 pandemic. Responding to the queries raised by the journalist, Kevanshad said the U.S. would continue its commitment, including donating vaccines, equipment, trainings and infrastructure, until the COVID-19 pandemic was over. USAID Mission Director Kevanshad informed that the United States had donated 8.2 million vaccines to Nepal to date and had provided $124 million in assistance to Nepal through USAID, stating that the U.S. President Joe Biden had promised and demonstrated that the U.S. would be a world supplier for vaccines. She said that the U.S. had been the largest contributor to the COVAX facility, under which vaccines, including pediatric vaccines, were distributed across the world. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Leaders and politicians around the world have condemned the attack and offered condolences over former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's death. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at a meeting with Japan's and South Korea's top diplomats. Blinken said Abe was an extraordinary partner. The South Korean presidential office said the country's leader, Yoon Suk Yeol, sent a letter of condolence to Abe's wife Aki. It expressed sympathy to the family and to the people of Japan. It said the attack could not be tolerated. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen wrote on Twitter that Abe was a champion of the multilateral world order. British leader Boris Johnson posted a message on Twitter in English and in Japanese saying the US stood with people of Japan and Abe's family at this dark and sad time. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also expressed his condolences on Twitter, saying that this heinous act of violence had no excuse. Russian President Vladimir Putin released a comment. Abe was known to have a close relationship with him. Putin said that a politician who had contributed to the Japanese government's long-term and bilateral relationship between Tokyo and Moscow has lost his life by a criminal. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mostly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain and moderate rain with thunder and lightning are likely to occur at many places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 29.5 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 22.3 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shibata Dewa expresses grief over the demise of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Government decides to mourn Shinzo Abe's death today. Prime Minister Shibata Dewa stresses on need of producing skilled and competitive human resources. And world leaders express sadness over the death of Shinzo Abe. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.